What are some of the clinical trials right now out there looking at lenalidomide that you think maybe are going to have, you know, some implications for clinical practice in the next few years?
Lenalidomide is being widely studied in lymphomas, for example. In the CALGB, we have a study in patients with relapsed but not refractory follicular lymphoma where we're doing a randomized comparison of lenalidomide alone or with rituximab. We are about ready to embark on a phase two for the initial therapy of patients with low to intermediate FLIPI risk, that being Follicular Lymphoma International Prognostic Index, previously untreated, the combination of lenalidomide and rituximab. For higher risk patients, according to the FLIPI, we are going to be doing a trial of R-CHOP followed by a maintenance with rituximab alone or with lenalidomide. We're trying to figure out where to put it. Because it does have myelosuppression, you have to be careful about just inserting it into another chemotherapy regimen. There's a study that we're conducting in relapsed mantle cell, combining lenalidomide with bortezomib, two drugs which are very active in mantle cell lymphoma. The study is currently accruing patients, and we're looking at a number of correlative studies to better characterize why the regimen may work. So there are dozens and dozens of trials ongoing in various cooperative groups and individual institutions trying to figure out the best way to incorporate this interesting drug with other chemotherapy regimens.
What's been seen? I thought I saw a report at ASCO looking at lenalidomide in prostate cancer. Has this drug been evaluated in solid tumors?
This drug is starting to be evaluated across the board in solid tumors, and there does appear to be some activity in a variety of tumor types, but the data are way too preliminary to start using it in anything at the moment. But we are hopeful that it will also be effective not only in the hematologic malignancies, but in solid tumors as well.